Egypt. They were from the land of Sham, but they came to Egypt how? When Yusuf alayhi salam invited his parents, and he invited his brother and the entire community of Banu Israel residing in Canaan, in the land of Sham, he invited them to come to Egypt, and that is how Banu Israel ended up in Egypt, and they were there for about 400 years by this time already, by the time of Musa alayhi salam. From that time, in the initial arrival, right up to now, about 400 years have passed, and they were kept as slaves. By now, they were now in bondage, and they were kept as slaves and as servants, and were the subject and the object of Fir'aun's persecution and his hostility. And Mufassirin explained that they were about 650,000 of them at that time. So Musa alayhi salam said, "Release them, allow them to return and go back to Syria, to the land of Asham, which Fir'aun refused to do." So when he stood in front of Fir'aun, and Fir'aun realized who this man was, he must have been, Musa alayhi salam, by now, he must have been about 40 years old. He must have been about 40 years old, and he was an infant child when he came into the palace of Fir'aun, and he stayed in the palace of Fir'aun. He grew up in the palace of Fir'aun for about 50 to 35 years. He remained in the palace of Fir'aun, and Fir'aun now reminded him of that. The first thing Fir'aun says to him in ayah number 17 of Surah Ash-Shu'ara, Fir'aun said to him, "Qal alam nurabbika fina walidan, did we not bring you up amongst us? Did we not nurture you amongst us as a child? Walafitta fina min umrika sinin, had you lived amongst us for years of your life, you stayed in the palace and you lived amongst us, we took care of you. وَفَعَلْتَ فَعَلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ." What Musa alayhi salam had feared, the topic of the killing of the person, he brought it up. Fir'aun said to him, "And you did that deed of yours," referring to the killing of that Copt. "You did that deed of yours, which you did, and you are certainly from the ungrateful one," he tells Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam does not deny what he had done. "Qal fa'altuha, I did it. Yes, I did do it. But understand how it was done." He says, "Fa'altuha idan, I did it back then. Wa ana min al-dallin, and I was from amongst the unaware ones. I did it accidentally. It was a mistake, unintentionally. That is something I had done." And we all know the incident. Musa alayhi salam did not intend to kill him. He wanted to discipline him. Musa alayhi salam was an extremely powerful man. And one shot he gave that officer, and the person had died. فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ. And then Musa alayhi salam explained, he says, "And then I fled from you. لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ. When I feared you, I feared that you were going to kill me, and you would not accept my explanation. So I fled from you, and I feared that you will kill me. فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا. And during that period of Fir'aun, when I was away from Egypt, and we know he went to the land of Midian, and there he married the daughter of Shu'ayb alayhi salam. So he says that, فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا. My Rabb, my Allah blessed me with wisdom, that is in the form of prophethood. وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And Allah has appointed me, and He has made me from amongst those who are sent, that is the messengers. وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٍ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Musa alayhi salam said, "You are expressing that favor of yours that you did to me. I am from amongst the Banu Israel. You have enslaved the entire nation of the Banu Israel. 650,000 of them, you have enslaved them. You did one act of kindness and generosity to one of them, and you are expressing that as a favor. And you are going about speaking about all the good you have done. What about all the evil? The evil you have done, or the good that you have done to me as a child in comparison to the evil, absolutely nothing. What you have done to the children, and you have persecuted, and you have done such acts of criminality and hostility and injustice that no other human being had committed. And you are now talking about the favors that you had done to one individual amongst the many. تِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. You have enslaved the entire Banu Israel. قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ. Fir'aun says, "Okay, وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You have invited me to the Rabb of Al-Alameen. You have invited me to the sustainer of the Lord, the Rabb of all the world. What is Rabb Al-Alameen? What is this Rabb?" Now Fir'aun is asking Musa alayhi salam to explain the reality of Rabb. What is the intrinsic self, the intrinsic nature, the dark, the being of Rabbini, what is he made from? What is he? What is he? In what form is he? What is he made of? And look at the response of Musa alayhi salam. He doesn't answer this question. He draws his attention to the attributes of Allah. So what do we understand from this? That the intrinsic nature, the dark and the being of Allah is something that can never be understood. It is beyond the imagination, it is beyond the understanding, it is beyond the comprehension of any human being. No one can ever understand the intrinsic nature, the thought and the being of Allah. And that's why Musa alayhi salam, in response to that question, he said, قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا he is the Rabb, the sustainer and the Lord of that which exists between the heavens and the earth. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ if you will bring iman and if you will truly believe with conviction. قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ Fir'aun wanted to incite those around him, and he wanted to provoke those around him, and he wanted to create some type of opposition to Musa alayhi salam. So he turned to those around him. Qala liman hawlahu la tastami'un, are you all not listening to what this man is saying? I am the Rabb, Fir'aun is saying. He claimed that Rabbul A'la, that is what he had impressed upon the mind of his community and his subjects, that I am the Rabb al-A'la, the highest Rabb. There's no Rabb that is above me. And so he's telling those around him, are you hearing what he is saying? He is saying that there is a Rabb that exists besides myself. Qala Rabbukum. He's trying to deflect. This is the art of deflection. He is trying to draw Musa alayhi salam away from what Musa alayhi salam wishes to say. But Musa alayhi salam continues on his path. He continues speaking about Rabb. Although Musa is trying to deflect, he is trying to change the topic. Musa alayhi salam continues explaining who is Rabb. Qala Rabbukum. Musa says, you wanted to know who is Rabb? Rabbul Alameen is your Rabb. And the Rabb of your fathers, your forefathers, your early forefathers. Qala inna rasulakum alladhi ursila ilaykum la majnun. Fir'aun can no longer tolerate this. He cannot tolerate what Musa alayhi salam is saying about another Rabb, the true Rabb that exists. So he tells those around him, inna rasulakum, this rasul of yours, mockingly, he didn't believe that Musa alayhi salam was a rasul, but mockingly, he said, this rasul of yours, this messenger of yours who was sent to you, the majnun, he is a madman, he is insane. Musa alayhi salam is not distracted. He continues, what does he say? Qala Rabbul Mashriq. You want to know who the Rabbul Alameen? Rabbul Alameen is Rabbul Mashriq, the Rabb of the East. Wa Rabbul Maghrib, the Rabb of the West. Wa ma baynahuma, and he is the Rabb of that which exists between the two of them. You claim to be Rabb of Fir'aun. Where do you own the East? Where do you own the West? Perhaps you own, or you claim to own, and you have control only over the land of Egypt. But let me tell you who is Rabbul Alameen. He is the Rabb of the East and the Rabb of the West. وَمَا بَيْنُهُمَا and all that exists between the East and the West. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ if you only use your brains. If you can only think. If you can only apply your mind. People are listening. People are listening to what Musa alayhi salam is saying. And Fir'aun is afraid that people will hear what he's saying. People are going to start thinking about what he is saying. And that will obviously work against what Fir'aun was preaching all this while.